and welcome. This is Trials and Tribulations. I'm Phil Airy, and I've got my two cohorts.
Sarah Owen Hughes.
And me, Faith Douglas.
So it was the big return of the great Yorkshire show last week.
What a return it was.
I know.
The weather amazing.
It was. I got a suntan.
But, do you know, I caught the sun, but I was very unprepared, as usual.
Yes.
Because I saw the forecast, and it actually said it was going to rain on the Tuesday, which was the first day, and that's the day I went. And I went with lots of layers on, carrying lots of waterproof get-up.
Yeah.
With boots on. And it was scorching hot all day long, so I was very hot and sweaty and tired and totally overdressed. But wasn't it amazing to see it back?
Even though we had to do all the testing as we walked in.
We did, and we wore masks.
But that's fine.
In queues and in the food areas and in the toilets. But I thought it was very well done.
Yeah, it was just good to be back and have a proper big Yorkshire show.
It was
as big, not probably full capacity. Yeah. Definitely not full capacity with people.
Yeah, but it was split over 4 days as opposed to 3 days, because usually it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whereas this year they've had it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so they could, you know, obviously having less numbers in each day, but had it on for more days. And, you know, I'm from Harrogate. I've grown up with the Great Yorkshire Show, and I think there's very few years when I haven't been. As children, because my grandfather was a farmer, my mum was brought up on a farm, we were always made to go to the Yorkshire Show. If anything, it was to see the tractors, the combines and the animals.
Ultra.
That's the whole reason I used to go to the Yorkshire Show. And actually, to be honest, it's one of the reasons I go still. As a grown-up to the Yorkshire Show, it's for the animals and the tractors.
Yeah.
Love big tractors. Yeah.
Well, it's an agricultural show, but I was part of the gardening section, the horticultural bit. The Royal Visitor, no less, came to see my little stand and come and talk to me.
So the Royals go every year, don't they? They always have a day when the Royal
sort
visit.
They sort of do, Most years, somebody turns up.
Yeah, there's a Royal Visit. Yeah. And it was Thursday, wasn't it, this year?
It was Thursday. I was there and I didn't really realise until the night before that there was somebody coming, because they kept it all a bit hush. So the wonderful Martin Fish said, I'm going to get Prince Charles, the patron,
Prince Charles,
to come over to our stand, and I said thank you very much indeed.
So, is Prince Charles the patron of the Yorkshire Agricultural Society?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So he came about 3 years ago, and he comes quite often. Sometimes it's another royal will turn up. Maybe it's Princess Anne. She came. I think she came 2 years ago. I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so there's always somebody royal come, but. The best thing is, he came to our stand.
Did
and
you
he come to talk to
him?
Me?
So you got to speak to him.
Yes.
What did he say to you?
He says, no, he didn't. No, do you know something? I was expecting.
Phil?
I was expecting that. But he was lovely. He was so lovely.
He's
Camilla,
lovely.
What a star she was.
Of course they're lovely.
So, no, they were really lovely, really knowledgeable, wanted to know what we were doing about. They wanted to talk about his friend Alan Titchmarsh, who was our patron at the Horticap. And
he's a massive garden lover. Yeah, he's got Highgrove Gardens.
And that's when I talked about doing a stumpery up here, and he was very interested in doing that.
Yeah.
And also being going peat free.
Yeah,
he's a big supporter of going peat free.
Absolutely.
So he was there. He was there about three and a half hours.
And I heard you were a bit cheeky with them as well. I heard you had some. Little papier-mâché creatures.
So we've got two papier-mâché models of little mice. And when the security had gone past, I sneakily put on Charles on one, Camilla on the other one. And Camilla just thought this was hilarious.
Brilliant.
She really did love it. And she went up, took a portrait with it, you know, sat there. She thought it was...
What great sports.
Oh, there were.
Great sports.
He laughed. And
great for Horticap.
Exactly.
Exactly. Royal support there. That's just so important.
So he'll be coming to Horticap. He doesn't know it yet, but he will be coming to Horticap.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. Well, I'd like to speak to Charles, actually.
Yes.
Charlie, because he's a tree lover as well.
He is. Oh, he's massive. He's I mean, he's got a massive place with with farm, cattle, woodlands. Mm. You know, he's a big horticulturalist.
Well, let's get him up here.
Exactly.
Charlie, if you're listening, come on.
Yeah, we'll have you. Yeah.
But you know, I went to the Yorkshire show on Tuesday.
Yes.
I was given an invitation by Women in Farming, by the lovely Kate Dale, who runs Women in Farming, which is supported by the Yorkshire Agricultural Society. Yeah. And this is basically, it's a support group, and there's a lot of mentoring as well for women in farming. And I've been involved with them now for a couple of years, and I didn't realise just how much of a subject it is. You know, you think of a farmer, you predominantly think of a man, actually. Mm. Yeah, my grandfather was a farmer.
Big, strong men.
I never thought about my grandma's role on the farm, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was huge. She had seven children. Mm. You know, she worked very hard. She worked very hard. And not just my grandmother, but my mother, actually, and her sisters, their role on the farm as well. Mm. It's really interesting once you start to hear about something like this, a project like this, just how much we don't think about it, and we just take stuff for granted.
Yeah.
And you just don't, if it's not on your radar, you just don't think about it, do you? So I was extended an invitation, and we did some, they ran a digital platform called Talking Heads during the pandemic, for women in farming.
All right.
And they run like a conference each year where they have certain female speakers in predominantly. And they talk about different roles and different subjects of interest for women in farming. I've been along and I did a talk about mindfulness in nature, you know, because of the environment these women live in and work in, it's very relevant to them and how they can help their mental health, because you know, mental health and suicide, actually, that the rates in farming are very high.
Really?
Yeah, very high. And again, it's another one of those things, it's just not talked about, Phil.
Mm.
No, it's just not talked about. So they did this Talking Heads over the pandemic, just to try and help people. So I did a little video of me taking a walk in Hackfall Woods and waffling stuff as I went along, as I do like to waffle. So as a thank you, they gave me an invitation and said, you know, come on, we're having this exhibition, come and have a look. So I went along. I took Freya, my daughter, with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we went along and we had a bit of a chat. There was a bit of a conference, and there was a lovely professor there chatting about women's roles in farming and the different studies she's been doing and the roles that these women take. These, you know, they're inspirational, they really are. And to sort of celebrate, there was a wonderful exhibition by a documentary photographer called Lucy Saggers, and they'd had them all displayed, I think there was 13 in total, black and white portraits of women that are part of this group in their different roles in their lives, in their farm, at their homes. So you had like a beekeeper, a lady in a big bee suit with her bees. You had a lady who farms cut flowers, you know, that massive, the amount of flowers. You think about your florists, you know, that's a lot of flowers to grow. Women, you know, young girls, daughters, mothers, grandmothers together tending to cows, sheep. You had little children, little girls, you know, there was pictures of little girls because, you know, you forget about the children, you know, they're living, they're growing. It's a way of life, isn't it, for these people? So it was a really, really great exhibition to go and have a look at, and it really was thought provoking. And I really think it's such a wonderful thing to support, and it's great that, you know, the supporters of Women in Farming are the Yorkshire Agricultural Society. But it was also sponsored by the NFU and the Prince's Countryside Fund as well.
Right.
So, you know, it was fantastic. And if you get a chance to go and have a look on the Instagram or the Facebook of the Yorkshire Agricultural Society, or Lucy Saggers, the documentary photographer who took the photographs, they're really, really wonderful photos of women in the different roles on the farm. And Kate Dale, the lady who sets it up, is just lovely, and she's so inspiring. And, you know, she talks a lot about mentors, you know, for younger women coming through the farming, whether they've married into a farm or whether they've grown up on a farm, and supporting. And she's actually a farmer herself, and it said on the board, and it really struck me this, and I read it about Kate, and it said one thing that really struck me was the partnership on her farm with her husband. You know, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
And it really is, for these women, it really is a partnership. And quite often it's a bit more than that, because usually what you find in these farming families, often it's the wives, mothers, mm-hmm. partners, girlfriends are actually the backbone of the farm.
Well, let's face it, they're the backbone of most houses. let's be honest now.
Yeah, you're right there, Phil.
Yeah,
absolutely. Go women.
Yeah.
Go women.
Yay!
Women in farming. Go women in farming. Inspirational women.
But the Great Yorkshire Show, it was a fabulous 4 days. I've done a few interviews, starting off.
Fantastic.
With James Mason at the Welcome to Yorkshire stand.
Let's have a listen.
Right, I'm in the middle of the Welcome to Yorkshire stand with the CEO of Welcome to Yorkshire, James Mason. Now, I'll tell you what, it's a bit grand today, isn't it?
Big man, this is what it's all about. We're back up and running. Yorkshire in the sunshine, the big wheel behind you, people laughing, kids smiling with their faces painted. You know, Yorkshire's blooming back into life, and isn't it wonderful to see?
It's brilliant, isn't it? It's brilliant. And we had a bit of royalty today, which is quite nice. Did you come to the stand?
Do you know what? We heard that Prince Charles and Camilla were here, which is great. I know they're big fans of Yorkshire. And we said, we're not going to see them, though. They're not going to come past our stand. They actually stopped with all the bodyguards just on the corner of this our tent here, which was wonderful to see. We all waved, and Graham Bandera over there from the Yorkshire Post steamed in and got his picture with him and offered him a pint or
a
cup of tea.
He did.
Which was brilliant. So, yeah, isn't it great to have the whole world's focus on Yorkshire this week?
Well, I mean, you've got this great thing coming up. You've got going at the moment. The Yorkshire
campaign.
It's been a really inspired sort of getting people to walk around Yorkshire and see the beauty of it when people can't get away as much.
There's Graham with his
flat tea. Have you got your flat tea?
Yeah, I mean, the Yorkshire campaign, as it suggests, walking in Yorkshire, putting the two words together. And what the brilliant thing has been is, as you say, getting people active. It's been a really difficult 12, 18 months. People have been sort of hemmed in at home, but they've still been able to walk. They've still been encouraged to get out and about and see what's on their doorstep. And we've harnessed that. It's great for your mental health, it's great for your physical health, but it's also great to see a different side of Yorkshire that you might not have known about. And we're encouraging people to stop for a coffee at the local coffee shop, maybe stop at the farm shop, and really support the Yorkshire tourism economy. And hopefully, now that restrictions are lifted, they'll continue to walk and spend a bit more money. And the brilliant thing is, you can go for a pint, and you can have one, you can have two, you can have three, because you can't get in your car, but you can walk up.
Very, very true. And the thing is, It's like we've been cooped up for so long. It's not welcome to Yorkshire, it's welcome back to Yorkshire.
Exactly. We've not been anywhere. It's just that we've not been able to enjoy it as we would have liked. And we've not been able to welcome people outside of the county because of the restrictions. It's welcome back, but it's also come back to enjoy Yorkshire again. You know, people know how beautiful it is, our coastline, our countryside, our cities, towns, food, drinks. We're just saying, come again. We're open. Yeah. We want to see you again. And our job is to make sure if anyone's thinking of a day trip, an overnight stay, short weekend, long weekend, week away, think Yorkshire first.
Exactly. Good to see you, James.
And you,
have a
man.
Good show.
Keep going. God bless.
Hilary Dodson, and I'm the chairman of the Northern Fruit Group.
Yay.
Why? Because I've got a big mouth.
So when you go for a walk round the flower shows and this fantastic Great Yorkshire Show, we always meet up with Hilary. It's amazing, isn't it lovely, the Great Yorkshire Show this year?
It's great to be back at a show. I'm sure we're all very pleased to be let out. And although it's obviously quieter because of the limited numbers, we're still meeting plenty of people and thoroughly enjoying the weather as well.
I know, the weather's fantastic. We've got these little pods now. We used to have this big floral stand. I think this is a lot better this year. And you're out in the open, it's fresh air, and you've got these fantastic products for sale. You've got, let's have a look, you've got the apple juice, which looks a bit gorgeous, and
raspberry jam. So is this all homemade?
It's not only homemade, it's all homegrown. For the fruit, I can't grow sugar in this country, unfortunately.
So apart from the sugar, it's all homegrown.
It's all homegrown.
Fantastic. And I've just got some red currant jelly. Red currant jelly. And you've got some white, but it's red. It says white currant jelly, but it's red. How's that?
Well, somebody said, oh, look, you've wrongly labelled this. And I said, oh, no, I haven't. It's a white currant. It's actually a red currant without much red in it on the berries. And this new one, the Blanco, which is the one for if you're showing the strigs of fruit, because it's got long strigs of fruit, it's obviously got more red in it, because when I'm making the jam, it's the lovely gold and yellow until just before the jam's setting, and it goes red. So then I pot it.
It does look gorgeous. I'm going to have some tonight with my chicken sandwich. Spread it on, beautiful. The thing is, if anyone wants to know how to grow fruit, there's only one place to come. Come and see Hilary. She is the font of all knowledge when it comes to fruit growing. Why do you enjoy it so much?
Well, I've always grown fruit, and I love eating fruit, and I love eating my veg as well. So I just love growing stuff because it tastes so different.
It does taste different. You can absolutely... I mean, how many times do we go out there and have our own raspberries and you pick them, and do they actually get to the plate? They don't with me.
No.
They don't with me. Strawberries.
Yes.
They don't really hit the plate. You just eat them immediately, and they're just the taste sensation is nothing compared to what you have to buy. It's
exactly.
Nothing compared. So if you do really need any advice in fruit growing, you've got to come over. Any fruit, what shows do you like to do?
I usually do both Harrogate ones, the Great Yorkshire, the local ones.
Yeah.
And just because it happens to be the soft fruit season, I often do Tatton the show. This year I'm just going to enter for the group and for me the soft fruit competition at Tatton. I usually put on the stand, but I decided that was a bit much this year, simply because of all the restrictions.
That's the thing. But it's a joy to be out here. It's a joy to be amongst people. And we've all met Prince Charles and Camilla today.
Yeah.
They've all been down to see it, say hello. Did you try any of your jam?
No, unfortunately. They're too busy looking at the geraniums.
Yeah, well, that's no good. But he was a lovely man. I did get a few words with him. He was a very nice man. So anyway, your organisation, how many people are in it?
Well, I think we have about 400 and odd members.
So it's quite small then.
Exactly, yes, yes. But since people from Nottingham up to Lockerbie, not many of them actually come to our meetings.
No.
But they do. We have a quarterly newsletter, which they thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah.
Because basically, there's a certain age group that like paper rather than...
Yeah, we find that at my place, that we still send newsletters out, paper form, and the rest go via an email. But people do like to have that. I like to have it, yes.
Yes.
Tangible. You can hold it, you can read it.
You can sit and read it.
Yeah, it is. And so, do you know the web address of your...
www.thenorthernfruitgroup.com.
Well, you see, there you go. The Northern Fruit Group. Just put that in a search engine, you'll find it. And can you join?
You can join, yes, via the website or by coming to see us at a show and talking to us. We love answering your questions because sometimes, frequently, I learn as well.
We all learn. Doesn't matter what age we are, we always learn. Hilary, it's always a pleasure to see you. My smiley face coming up, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much indeed.
So So I'm really excited. I'm with Derek. But why I'm with Derek in this fantastic Great Yorkshire Show? Because we like to go to all the flower shows. And this year, the Autumn Flower Show is going to Newby Hall. Derek, what have we got coming up?
You're going to have a fantastic experience. We have absolutely beautiful gardens with double herbaceous borders. We have something for all of the family there at the gardens themselves. There's a miniature train for the children, there's an adventure playground, we have a beautiful house. But of course this year you're going to get a double whammy. You're going to get the new autumn flower show for Harrogate, and that's from September the 17th through to the 19th. It's going to be a fantastic event, and I'm sure everyone's going to have a great time. It's our first time we've staged the flower show, and we're looking forward to welcoming everybody along.
The thing is, that's the beauty of this show. I mean, normally we're up here at the show ground in Harrogate, but it's moved to the Newby Hall. It's a beautiful setting, so when you buy your ticket to go to the Harrogate Flower Show this year, you're getting the double whammy of coming to see the flower show and then being part of these amazing grounds. I can't wait to come and see how you're going to set it out. I'm looking at pictures now of the perennial borders. They just look sensational. It's a beautiful place.
It is absolutely beautiful. If anybody wants to come along a little bit earlier, the double herbaceous border is probably at its peak just about now. So we welcome you all the way through the season, right from the way through to the beginning of October. But this year we're having the Harrogate Flower Show, the Autumn Flower Show. It's just kind of fantastic. We just look forward to welcoming lots of new visitors, as well as lots of people who are returning, old friends and new friends.
And I think that's it as well. You've got thousands of people come to the flower show and that might not have got the Newby Hall, so with a bit of luck people will love it and want to stay members or come and see you again. Is it run by professional gardeners, or is it volunteers, or is it both?
We have a small professional garden team. There are one or two volunteers who help them as well. But we have a head gardener and a small team of gardeners to help him. And of course the owner, Mrs. Compton, or one of the owners, Mrs. Compton, is very involved with the garden herself. She can often be seen in the gardens attending to weeding or various things to do in the garden, and it's there for everybody.
Well, I can't wait. I'll be there as part of Horticap. Trials and Tribulations will be there. I can't wait. 17th and 19th of September, Newby Hall. We're looking forward, and I'll see you there for a cup of tea.
Look forward to seeing you, and I'll take you up on that. I'll provide you with a cup of tea.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. That's been another edition of Trials and Tribulations. Now, if you liked it, please subscribe and follow. But until next time, keep it green.